And blessed. I love it. Now, when we first, just the onset of thinking of blessed, we start thinking of blessings in our lives, right? That's kind of, we gravitate right there. And I've got a lot of blessings in my life. I do. I am a blessed man. And there's one in particular blessing that I enjoy that God blesses me with probably more than I should, but I love it. I'm excited about it. And there's a moment that I have that I enjoy with my family. We're sitting at a table and we just have my family around me having a beautiful time. Or it may not be with my family, but maybe it's with one individual or something. Or even sometimes it's just by myself. And when that little silver plate comes out at the table, filled with Buffalo Wild Wings, I get this Kevin Holy Ghost moment. I just, Lord, I'm blessed. See, y'all, some of you know me. Y'all know I'm not playing around. I love my Buffalo Wild Wings. When I want to have a lunch with somebody, hey, let's go. I got a good place. Me and Dad went out to Brady for a funeral on Friday, and we were driving back and going to Brownwood, and we were stopped. We were going to grab something for lunch, and Dad's like, well, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I know you like that. I said, well, you know, Dad, instead of just stopping, let's just kind of maybe pass, just get something to go because I want to get back. And plus, I had Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, so that was kind of a hard choice, guys. I'm saying, but Donovan, don't be sad. I can tell you like it. You behave. All right. But we think about different things in our lives of blessings. You know, that's a small thing and that's funny, but we look at our situations in our lives. Maybe it's you look at your vehicle that you're, man, thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for your house. And that's wonderful. Those are great. Thanking God for the blessing for a roof over your head. That's wonderful. You know, I've got 5 amazing kids. I say 5 because one's in the works. Okay? She's almost there. It's almost, almost. Just waiting on Andrew. Going to put him on the spot. Okay? All right? I've got an amazing wife. I'm so blessed. She's hot. She's anointed. I say it all the time, but I take advantage of these opportunities to gloat about my wife. She's amazing. Truly, I'm blessed. But I want to tell you something. This text here is something talking about something that pales in comparison to these blessings. And those are wonderful blessings. But there's so much more depth in this text that this is talking about. And I want to take some time and I want to dive into it this morning. What that text is saying when it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, those who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed, blessed. I want us to understand what it really is saying, the depth of what blessed means. Amen? I want to dive into it, and I want to break it apart in 3 different things. My message this morning, title is Blessed Beyond Measure. Blessed Beyond Measure. The first blessing that I want to open up with this morning is spiritual blessings. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Let's put it up here. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. God gives us spiritual blessings every day. Amazing little things that he does for us. He blesses us when we read the scripture. It doesn't matter if we read the scripture 10 times, right? It's still, he can read it the 10th time, and God's like, look at that word. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see it that way. Get your mind blown. Spiritual blessings. Amen. I love it. I love it. And that's why I love it, and I push it and encourage to, yeah, we read, we want an overview of the scripture, and that's great. But man, take your time. Dive into one scripture. Dive into the one specific word and see how long it will take or where it goes. I love it. Blessed beyond measure. I love this story, and I've preached on it many times about Jesus when the disciples in the boat were Jesus, well, the disciples are in a storm and Jesus is asleep, and they're in a storm, and the disciples are literally freaking out. We're gonna die! And Jesus is right there on the boat, asleep. But yet they're freaking out because they're thinking they're gonna. But Jesus is right there, and I love that part. But they wake him up, and they're like, "Jesus, there's a storm. We're gonna die." And Jesus is like shaking his head at him. Really, really, you know. And, oh, you of little faith. And I feel like that God does that to me a lot. He just shakes his head at me. Oh, bless his heart. And so Jesus gets up. He calms the storms. And here's what happens. There's a revelation, that so beautiful moment here that happens, a spiritual blessing, that God reveals himself through this situation. These disciples say, whoa, Jesus can calm the storms. He reveals himself in beautiful, in all sorts of situations. Talk about spiritual blessings. Amen. Number two, blessing of sonship. Dad talked about this a little bit, and I've shared on this many times, but I feel like the Lord really wanted me to land on this today. Somebody in this place needs to hear this, okay? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, come on, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Before the foundations of the world, he predestined us. He's got plans for us. He called us to be sons and daughters, to be adopted into sonship relationship with him. You talk about blessed beyond measure. I want to share something, and I've shared this, and I want everyone to listen to me and understand something with me this morning. And I've shared it many times, and it's such a powerful, it's part of my testimony because God really revealed this to me. I need you to understand, you're not an accident. You're a purpose. You weren't born in the 1800s. Some of us were born in the 1900s. Makes you feel old when it sounds like that. Right? Others in 2000s, right? God put you on this planet for this time, for this season, for this moment in your life. You're not an accident. You talk about blessed beyond measure, how God knew it was your time. God knew it's your place. He has a purpose for you, and he has a plan for you. You talk about knowing that I'm not an accident because God predestined me. You know, I've got two other brothers, there's three of us. I later found out that I really wasn't planned. That my mother and my father had a little difficult of a time when they found out they were pregnant with me. Okay? But you know what? It didn't surprise God. I've got four incredible kids that were birthed with my wife, okay? Only one of them was actually planned. The first one, Andrew, was really early on in our marriage, and we're like, well, Lord, okay, we wanted to wait a little bit, but okay. And God's like, yeah, but it's Andrew's time, right? And then years go by, boom. God said, it's an Avery time. No, Avery, Michelle was playing. So it's the two of them. Sorry, Avery, Andrew and Michelle. Sorry, Michelle was playing. I told her, she's playing. She's good. The rest of them were all accidents. Sorry. We're going to have some family counseling after this, okay? Buzz is ignoring me. I have to come sit down at y'all's house. All right, so then, however many years later, how many, I don't know, 10 years later, bam, there's an Avery. And we're like, okay. all right. Well, then this is going to be it, you know? And God's like, just wait. And then there is an Aiden. I love it. There's no accidents. God knew it. Listen to me. You're not an accident. You're a purpose. You talk about when we get that into our spirits, blessed beyond measure. I've said this before, but I promise you, your parents weren't thinking about you when you were conceived. I'm sorry. You weren't the apple of their eye. You were the apple of God's eye. Oh, I know. It's not that churchy. I'm sorry. You'll be all right. Okay. Dad's like, yeah, you're going to take a break from preaching a little bit. y'all love me. But it's truth. You are the apple of God's eye before the foundation of this earth. Blessed beyond measure. It doesn't matter if your mama and daddy were not married. It was the moment when God thumped your little heart. He said, it's your time. I'm going to go a little further with this, and you can like it or not, but listen to me. If your mama was raped, and okay, but when God dumped your little heart, he said, it's your time. You're not an accident. You're a purpose. Blessed beyond measure. Read your Bible. God's got a plan for you. God's got a purpose for you. You're no accident. And when we grab a hold of that, when we read that scripture, blessed. Oh, I am blessed because I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a chosen generation. Hallelujah. Gets me all excited when I think about that. Blessed. I'm not an accident. I'm blessed beyond measure. Glory. Blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Third thing, blessed by grace. Woo! Blessed by grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. Let's read it. In him we have redemption. Come on. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Come on. That he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery. Come on, that's that spiritual. Come on. Spiritual blessings of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Come on, amen. Christ died for you. For grace. I love this. I want you to hear this for a moment. We were born with a sin nature. We were born into sin because of Adam and Eve. Amen? Okay? So we were born into sin. And so, like, if you have kids, you can understand this because kids are little hooligans. Okay? They're going to lie. They're going to hit. They're selfish. Right? You tell them, you ask them, did you eat that cookie? No. But they got crumbs all over their face, right? Chocolate? I didn't eat it, you little lying heathen. Okay. But there's, and that's the reason. This is the reason the Bible tells us, spare the rod, hate the child. You need to get some correction early on. Let's start working on this. Read your Bible. It doesn't say hate, it doesn't say spoil the child. Somebody down the road dumbed that down. It says, hate the child. Read your Bible. Okay? It says, spare the rod, hate the child. That goes to a whole nother level. Because if you really love your child, it says, you need to correct him. You know what I'm saying? Side note, you know, you go to parents, and I've had this conversation so many times with people, with parents. I don't spank my kids. I don't believe in that. Now, in my head, I say this. I don't say it out loud, but I'm like, yeah, I can tell. Your kid's a brat. Okay? Sorry, I can tell you don't spank your kids. All right, y'all. A little quick story. I had I've shared this one before, but I had CPS come to my house years ago, and because we had some family living with us, and they were going through a divorce, and the kids, it was messy. So CPS came to our house and interviewed all of us, and the lady pulled me aside and was asking if I, you know, asked me different questions. She goes, "Do you spank your child?" And this is a true story, I promise you. And she said, and I said, "Well, yes." And she goes, "Well, how do you spank them?" And I said, "Well, here's what I do. I raise my hand, and I want to get up high as I can, because I want to get some hip into it. It's like a golf swing. I want to, you know, I just want to, I want to make sure her eyes got that big, dude. It was the funniest thing. I swear, it was, I was rolling. I said, "Ma'am, I'm just kidding. Calm down. Okay, don't take my kids, okay?" I said, "But you sometimes you okay?" Anyways. Avery and Aiden are like, "Yeah, that's true." Oh, glory. I got to move on. Hang on. But the good news is this. I love it. Blessed beyond measure. Because God knew what we needed. And he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. He sent his son to die on the cross for you. Because you were predestined for the foundations of this world. Because he's got plans for you. He's got plans for y'all. Because he loves you so much. And he sent his son, Jesus. So that when we accept him and we start chasing after him and we start our relationship with him, that's when grace comes into play. Woo! 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we're new creations. Let's read that real quick. He says we're new creations. It says, therefore, for we are not, at, nope, that's the wrong one. 5:17. Sorry. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things. I love this. I want you to hear me. This morning, it says all things have become new. When we give our lives to Christ, Miss North, the old is gone and the new is here. And this is where God begins to mold us. I love it. Because, and this is when we begin to get free. I love this concept and understanding about how we are a new creation. I struggle with the concept And I struggle with the concept of the generational curses. I struggle with that because when God said, "I'm free and I'm a new creation," all things have been made new. All things have been made new. Now, I understand there's things that will still, there's demonic activity that still comes at us. From maybe that was a attack that was trying to work on our parents, that yeah, they could come with us. But when we're a new creation, that means we're a new creation. We're not who we used to be. God said, we're flipping the page in your life. You talk about blessed beyond measure. I'm not that old me. Come on. His grace is new every day. I love this. I wake up in the morning and I say, "God, I thank you for the first day of the rest of my life. I'm so thankful for this day. I may have messed up. I may have got a little angry in the vehicle with somebody else the other day, but Lord, I thank you for that. Your grace is new every day." Come on, amen. That's good preaching right there. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. Blessed beyond measure. Man, I have fun. Thank you, God. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. Man, when we start thinking about how spiritually God blesses us, woo! How he reveals himself on a daily basis through every kinds of situations. I love it. Man, I'll be praying and I will be, "Lord, show me what I need to do." And I'll see a billboard and it's like, "Well, Lord, okay, that it says stop it." So, you know, or whatever, you know, and like for some reason, I don't know, right? I love the story with you running into your son in Dallas, out of nowhere. Spiritual blessing, little things that God does for us, how he reveals himself. Talk about being blessed beyond measure when we're walking in the Lord, when we're walking in that law of the Lord and the grace of God, when we're in that relationship with the Lord. He says, I'm blessing you. You're blessed beyond measure because I want to show you myself. I want to reveal myself to you. Blessed beyond measure. So when I read that scripture, blessed are the undefiled in the way, those who walk in the Lord. Man, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Second thing is, I'm a son. I'm not an accident. I'm blessed beyond measure. God predestined me so I can do this. I'm not an accident. I'm a purpose. Come on. That gets me excited. It's why I absolutely love doing this. Because I know what God did for me on the cross. I know I'm a son. I'm adopted. I've got a new family tree. Man, I loved that from last Sunday. Woo, that was so good. I'm a part of the vine of Christ. Come on, I'm a branch of it. God, I want fruit on my branches. I want, man, thank you for connecting me. I got a new family tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed beyond measure. Let me wrap this up. Come on, Galen. Blessed beyond measure. Spurgeon wrote this. Says, we are not sitting here and groaning and crying and fretting, worrying and questioning our own salvation. He has blessed us. And therefore we bless him. If I think little of what God has done for me, or has done what, if I think little of what God has done for you, if you think little of what God has done for you, you will do very little for him. But what if you have a great notion of his great mercy to you? You will be greatly grateful to your gracious God. Powerful. If we sit and look at just those beautiful little blessings, the small things that God does for us, and we put all our eggs in these baskets of just the simple stuff that God does for us with the roof, that's great. God blesses us with our homes. He blesses us with a vehicle, or he blesses us with jobs, or he blesses us with a check in the mail. Those are and kids and family. Those are wonderful things. But that stuff, that's this on this earth. And all these things are going to fade. Let me tell you something, that vehicle that you continuously say, I'm blessed, I'm so blessed, that this is what God's blessed. That little blessing is going to break down sometimes. It's going to happen. You're going to have a flat tire. Could be on the side of the road. Are you going to be sitting there, Lord, I thank you for my blessing? It's going to be kind of a struggle then. And what happens, and this is let's go a little further on this one. What about your beautiful little home that God blessed you with? Oh, I count my blessings every day. I do. I drive up in my driveway and I see my future house. And then I see this little tin can I'm living in right now. And I'm, Lord, I thank you for my little tin can. I'm so blessed. Thank you for it. That's good. But what if that blessing that you keep saying, and you just, that's all you're thinking about, and that's all you dwell on, burns down? What then? You talk about being devastated, because then all your focus, all your praise was right there because of that thing that God did there. And I want to go a little deeper on this, and I'm going to go a little hard on it, because I need you to hear me on this. And this is, I feel like for me, this is where the really Lord really needed this. I needed this message for me. 1st of February, I was praying, and really God showed me where I want to go. And this is hard, but I want you to hear me. He says, what if one of your children, something happened to one of your children? I said, God, I'd be devastated. I don't know. I would be very bitter. I would really struggle, but you know. And he says, well, what about your wife? And I said, Lord, I'd get so ticked off at you. I'm just being real because that was my answer. I'm being raw. I'm being real. I'm being open, being transparent. Lord, I feel like my emotions would really, because I really do. I love my wife and I love my children so much, and they're my world. But and he says, you need to look at what really blessings really is and the depth of it. When we shift our thinking, when we shift our praise and start opening up our eyes to how truly blessed we are because of Christ, you're going to find no matter what storm you go through in your life, no matter what hardship, the loss, you'll find you're saying, God, I'm still so blessed. I trust you. It is well with my soul. I don't understand, but it is well. Because I trust you. Because I'm blessed beyond measure. Because for what you did on the cross for me. Because how you revealed yourself through me through seasons. How you adopted me as a son. How you died for me while I was yet in my sin. How you forgive me. Come on. Blessed. I don't want to be like the disciples yelling, we're going to die. When I go through my storms. While Jesus is right there. Let's fix our eyes on the true blessing in life. What about you? What about you? Where are you at? Have you felt your focus has not been kind of over here on these other things versus how Jesus is right there in your boat? Sometimes we get distracted with things. We realize, and sometimes we forget that he is right there. We have our attention all these other places. What about, the question is, another thing is he even in your boat? Is he even in there? Have you invited him in to be a part of every aspect of your life? If you've never lived, if you've never invited him into your life today, you've never accepted Christ and you want, man, you want that sonship, you want that relationship, you want to be new today, invite him in your boat. Let him jump in with you. It's so easy. You know, as believers, so many times we feel like we kind of find ourselves with the disciples where we see the storm and we forget Jesus is right there. But what about if we haven't ever actually invited him in? Today, if you've never invited Christ into your life, today's a beautiful opportunity to invite him in. If you have already invited Christ into your life and he's in your boat, but all you've been able to focus in on is the storms, Jesus is right there. He said, I've got the blessings that you need. I'm everything you need. We just got to fix our eyes back on him. When the disciples finally realized, oh man, Jesus is in the boat with me, they turned to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to walk in this life knowing it is well with my soul no matter what it is, because I know what God's done for me. I want to know that when I breathe my last breath, without a shadow of a doubt, I know where I'll be for eternity. Eternity is a long time, Miss North. We got this life, we just a blink of an eye. It's gone. We have no idea. Listen, one of two things are going to happen. God's going to come back for his bride, or we're going to breathe our last breath on this earth. And no one knows when that's going to be. We hope it'll be a long, long time from now, but who knows? Who knows? I was standing at a car accident 1 year ago, and talking to a gentleman, and it was some people had passed away. And he just said, he was like, "Man, this is so bad." I said, "Yeah. You just never know when it's our time to go home. That's why it's so important that we know without a shadow of a doubt." And that's the beautiful thing that God did for us, Brother North. It's a free gift. It's a free thing that God did for us to invite him in. Amen. I want us to do something. I've asked Galen to sing this one more time. And I want you to close your eyes and get before the Lord. And I want you to do your own evaluation in your life. If you've never invited him in your life, man, what a beautiful time. All you got to do is talk to him and say, "God, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. I need you today. I want to start this relationship with you. God, thank you because I'm not an accident. I'm a purpose." Come on, that's all you got to do is invite him in. And second thing is this, if you've been in that boat and you've been focusing on all these other things, and they're blessings, they're good things, it's fine, but that's not where our focus is supposed to be on. Because when we wake up and we begin to thank God for the blessings that he did for us, you talk about changing everything, your walk with the Lord, everything. I want him to sing this one time, just for a few moments. We're going to stay online just for a little bit. Go ahead, Galen. Saying it as well, knowing and having peace, that when you breathe your last last breath, you know you're going to be with Him in eternity. And having peace in the storms of life that we all face. Say it as well.
And it is well.